Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you're in need of advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. Subject, I thought he wasn't coming back. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 9 years, but I have known my husband most of my life. We're in our early 30s, and we don't have any children yet. My husband and I go out regularly with our friends. During football and basketball season, we rarely spend time together. Last weekend, he and his boys had planned a trip to tailgate and kick it at the Magic City Classic. They rented an RV and hit the road early Friday. I had planned a bachelorette weekend for my sorority sister, with all of the bells and whistles, oh, and male strippers. The plans fell through to have it at another girl's house, so I decided to have it at my place. We have enclosed our garage, and my husband uses it as his man cave, so there's plenty of room in there. It was Saturday at 6 p.m., and the strippers got to my house before the ladies did. They were hanging out with me in the kitchen until the party started. My husband called to say that he wasn't feeling good, but he was going to try to tough it out. At that point, I should have told him what I had going on at home in case he came back early. He was only an hour away, so I was taking a big risk. Well, 4 hours later, my husband called and said he was getting dropped off at home and asked why there were so many cars at the house. I lied and said that I ended up agreeing to host the party at the last minute. I panicked because he was home. He came right on in as the bride-to-be was getting a very raunchy lap dance by a stripper. My husband hasn't talked to me in days. He's mad because I had naked men in his man cave and I lied about the party. He said I purposely hid everything from him, and that's a big problem. Is he blowing this thing way out of proportion? No, I don't think he's blowing anything out of proportion, and neither does he. Listen, he walked into his home and he sees naked men in his man cave. What? I mean, he meant what he said. He meant it. You know how men feel about other men in their home and their wife is there, you know, and the men aren't there. You know how they feel. This was shady. And you had the nerve to have the party with male strippers in his private sanctuary, his man cave. Male strippers? You disrespected his space. You should have listened to yourself and told him about the party when you talked to him on the phone. You already knew you were taking a big risk. When he told you he didn't feel well and might come home, why didn't you cancel the strippers right then and there and move the shower someplace else? You had about 4 hours. You didn't know that at the time, but you had time. You should have gotten those people out of your house immediately. What if he gave a party at the house with his boys and one of them was getting a very raunchy lap dance, as you call it, when you came home? You wouldn't like that. You would hate that. So you can't do this. It was too much to happen in your own home. It was just too much. Too disrespectful. Steve?
I thought he wasn't coming back. Well, he did. That's the whole letter right here. I thought he wasn't coming back. Well, you thought wrong. And he did. And lady, I can't help you at all. Shirley couldn't help you. And she a woman. But do I understand where this man coming from? Oh, hell. What? You've heard the saying, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. You know, But then you've also heard what's done in the dark will come to the light. There are so many sayings that apply to this letter. So now that we know you wrong, let's read the letter knowing you wrong.
Okay.
I've been married 9 years, but I've known my husband most of my life. We're in our early 30s, and we don't have any children yet. And y'all ain't gonna have none.
Wait a minute.
See, let's read this letter already knowing the end. Let's read this letter as we know it. My husband and I, we're in our early 30s, and we don't have any children yet. And you ain't gonna have none. Because y'all ain't finna be no damn family. Yeah. My husband and I go out regularly with our friends. Well, that's going to end, too, because you can stop saying my husband and I. Y'all just going to be going out with y'all friends. As single people. That's what this is, right? During football and basketball season, we rarely spend time together. Well, that's going to extend over into hockey season, Christmas season, holiday season, Easter season, 4th of July season, summer season. That's where that's finna extend to, because we already know what's coming in this letter. Last weekend, he and his boys had planned a trip to tailgate and kick it at the Magic City. Well, they can plan to kick it at the Super Bowl, the NBA All-Star Game. They can get ready to do it at the NBA Championship title game. They can get ready to go to the World Series together, because they're going to be free. Because your ass messed that up. They rented an RV and hit the road early Friday. I had planned, your dad ain't got to rent no more RVs. He just ride with some girls now. He ain't got to rent no more RVs.
It's over.
I had planned a bachelorette weekend for my sorority sister with all the bells and whistles. Oh, and the male strippers. And the plans fell through to have it at another girl's house, so I decided to have it in my place. You can have them all at your house now. You can have all of them at your house now.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter subject. I thought he wasn't coming back. We'll get into it right after this.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I thought he wasn't coming back.
I thought he wasn't coming back, but he did.
Yeah.
This is a letter about a woman that's been married 9 years most of her life. The husband in their 30s, they don't have kids yet. And they very rarely spend time together doing basketball and football season because of so many activities with their friends. They obviously went to college together. She is a sorority girl. And they go to Magic City Classic, kick it with his boys. She decided to throw up a bachelorette party with her girls, but then something canceled, so she threw it at the house. Her husband went to the Magic City, wasn't feeling well, which is our way, and he came back home and found it was naked men in his man cave stripping. Ooh. Because she had it over his house, and now he ain't talked to this woman in days. And she talking about he mad because I had naked men in his man cave, and I lied about the party. And he said he purposely hid everything from him, and that's a big problem. Is he blowing this out of proportion? No, he ain't blowing it out of proportion. You wrong. You dead wrong for having this bachelor party in this man's man cave without his permission. Then he came home and saw a naked male stripper giving your girl the bachelorette an inappropriate lap dance. You got naked men in his man cave. So no, he wrong. So now that we know that, let's read this letter quickly with that information. I've been married 9 years, but I've known my husband most of my life. We're in our early 30s, and we don't have any children yet. And you will not be having any children with him. My husband and go out regularly with our friends. Quit saying my husband and I, because your ass is about to be single. During football and basketball season, we rarely spend time together. Well, you ain't going to be spending no damn time together in a minute. Last weekend, he and his boy plans a trip to the tailgate, kicking at the Magic City Classic. Well, they're going to have weekends at the NBA All-Star Game, the Super Bowl, the World Series, All-Star. They're going to be down there, picnics together, everything. They rented an RV and hit the road Friday. I planned the bachelorette weekend for my sorority sister with all the bells and whistles and male strippers. Plans fell through. We had to have another girl's house, so I decided it was having it at my place. We have an enclosed garage, and my husband uses it as his man cave. The one place in that house that belongs to the man is called the man cave. Thank all of you ladies out there who provide your husband with small areas in the home that's all his so he can call it his. The rest of the house is y'all's, so I applaud all the women who do that. All right, it was Saturday, 6 p.m. Strippers got to my house before the ladies did. They were hanging out with me in the kitchen until the party started. Okay, hold up. You got male strippers hanging out with you in the kitchen before the party started. And I bet you enjoyed that, too. Well, have fun. Because they can hang out all over the house in a minute. My husband called to say he wasn't feeling good, but he was going to try to tough it out. At that point, I should have told him what I had going on at home. Yes, you should have, in case he came back early. Yes, your subject is I thought he wasn't coming back, but damn it, he did. Well, 4 hours later, my husband called and said he was getting dropped off at home and asked why there were so many cars at the house. I lied and said that I ended up agreeing to host the party at the last minute. No, it wasn't the last minute. You found out it wasn't at the other girl's house. You put it at your house. Too many cars out there for last minute. Everybody came to your house. I panicked because he was home. He came right on in. Why would he knock at his house? Right. He came right on in. Duh. As the bride-to-be was getting a very raunchy lamp dance by a stripper, my husband ain't talked to me in days. He's mad because I had naked men in his man cave and I lied about the party. He said I purposely hid everything from him and that's a big problem. Is he blowing this out of proportion? Hell no, he ain't blowing it out of proportion. Are you crazy? Let's just suppose you came home and pulled up in your tea room and saw some half-naked women giving dudes lap dances. How would you feel? In y'all's home, you are a married woman. How you got naked men in your home? You violated this man in every kind of way you could. And you didn't tell him. And you lied about it. So now you lied, which now makes you deceitful. Yes, you are deceitful. What? I never said I wasn't deceitful.
Go on.
But now, when you cold busted, Bishop Bronner, I repeated this sermon I saw. You have got to be careful of people who play the victim for circumstances that they created themselves. Now, you sitting up in here, is he blowing this way out of proportion? What? This man come home. By surprise, and his naked men in his house, in his man cave. And you didn't tell him? In his house? Girl, there's nothing for you. I'm telling you right now.
Disrespectful.
This marriage in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what we're doing? Oh, we having naked people over. Okay.
All right.
Well, watch what happened in the man cave next Saturday.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and on Facebook and at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.